It's Friday, which is, in many ways, my favourite day of the week because I get to spend most of it in the shed, and it is nearly all of the day in the shed doing my weekly newsletter, which can be found at documentally.net. Is this going to become an advert, or is this just going to become a rushed piece of audio? Because I'm summarising in my newsletter all of the audio I've done this week, and I've realised I haven't done anything today. And so I thought I'd do it quickly, and then I can add it to the newsletter, then I can post the newsletter. Are you okay with that? I guess you'll have to be okay with that. Were you listening to it? I've done it, or I've done something similar. So we'll see how it goes. I'm on my creaky chair, which is the worst chair you can have for audio. I'm going to open the door to let a bit more sound in, because it is hot and stuffy in here. I'm going to gently lift the ornamental Buddha so that I can then place it in front of the door, because otherwise it will bang in the breeze. And it's sunny and lovely outside, and a little bit hot and stuffy in here. So maybe, as is sometimes in the past has been the theme with my newsletter, I'm going to get myself some refreshment. And I just so happen to have a bottle of wine here because it is close to 5 o'clock. And if nothing but it being a prop, I can reach into this drawer here and take out one of my trusty Swiss Army knives, which has travelled to many, many countries by train, because you can't take them on planes now, sadly. And it is here to open this bottle for me, although I do have a number of corkscrews in here. One of them looks like a large castle key, which unscrews, which is pretty cool. Can't remember where I got that from, but it's very nice, but a bit cumbersome. I seem to be a natural at opening bottles of wine with a corkscrew, having done so in many parks, graveyards, train stations, and places around the world, because wine was a staple for the busking, travelling, backpacking life. Self-contained beverage for a group of people, which is effectively a health drink, let's face it, made of fruit, tried and tested over thousands of years. And here we are, pulling the cork on a bottle. Can you tell that this audio is going to be actuality? I'm recording it into my phone, but I'm using a wireless microphone into the phone.
No, I'm not. I'm not recording with a wireless microphone. I thought I was, but sadly, I was just recording into the phone, which was sat on the desk. So apologies. For some reason, I just assumed when I plugged in the Rode Wireless Go 2 into my phone with the appropriate adapter and the appropriate lead, VRP7, the audio recording app, would know that I was plugging in an external thing. But it's smart, but it doesn't do things automatically. I should have selected it. So apologies. This is how I normally hold my phone. I am recording straight into the phone now, no external microphone, and this is me just talking into the phone, so you'll notice a slightly better quality of audio. I was just going to ditch this and forget about it, but it is 20 minutes of audio, and there I was chatting with the phone just in the room, and this is what you're listening to. I don't know whether to be embarrassed or impressed, because I'm impressed at the quality of the audio. I'm embarrassed at the rookie error, and I hadn't even had a drink at that point. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll let you carry on with the audio. Sorry, I've just made it even longer. Good luck. Back to me.
So, if you care for that kind of detail, here we go. Right then, 3, 2, 1. That was satisfying and probably peaked the levels. I'm going to do the traditional thing of smelling the cork, and for those that are interested, this is a bottle of Diablo. It's a dark red from the Mall Valley, or the Valley del Mall, and is a wine I have had before. I didn't buy this, it gets bought regularly in the shop. It's from Chile. It's a bit of a heady 13.5%, but if you pace yourself, for me, you know, if I'm the only one drinking red wine, it can last a couple of days. Unless it's a session with a friend coming over. So, this is to you. Cheers for your patience and your understanding. It's especially to you if you have partaken thus far in the month of June and what is the Audio Bloggers Month Audiomo. It is for, yeah, anybody passionate about audio and capturing the moment for prosperity. I'm drinking out of a receptacle familiar to many. It is the glass stroke part of a rounded jar that comes with a small portion, or small in comparable to some of the sizes, Nutella jar. So if you've ever had those Nutella jars that has a plastic cap on top, they remind me of small lunchtime glasses or beakers that you would have on an Italian plastic covered table at a cafe in the Piazza di Garibaldi in Sondrio, or even a cloth or wooden covered table in a family house in the mountains in Ticino. Not standing on any airs or graces, not normally needing some fine crystal for the ceremony, which is opening and drinking a bottle of wine. So cheers to you. And for the first sip, you know, sometimes it can be a bit, ooh, that's really quite good. Still not 5 o'clock, what am I doing? But like I say, it's a medicinal swig. I will have another one now. And I'm gonna get on with writing the newsletter. But before I do finish it, let me give you a brief idea. Type in my password and wondering on who has the technology to be able to decipher it listening to this right now, so I'm going to type it wrong. There you go. That was me typing it wrong and kind of right, so that you can't decipher from the sound of keys tapping what it was I typed. That's how paranoid I am about security. Not that, you know, I've got anything to hide other than all my secrets. So here we have my newsletter for the day. Spoiler alert, it's called A Cloud Over the Land, which I thought might sound a little bit depressing. It's a kind of hint at the political situation, but also the email this week features a race against time, a race against me versus the weather, and two very real thunder and lightning riddled clouds that I had to navigate around this week, should you care. The newsletter starts with a piece of digital artwork that I made. I've been making a series of them. I'm considering turning them into some postcards and giving them away to supporting subscribers, but I'll have to see if the funds allow that. More people will have to support with a subscription before I can afford to do something that extravagant. And it talks about my trip to Rugby this week, where I went to Dave Magiprint. Dave, thank you so much if you're listening to this. Thank you for printing some stickers last minute so that I could give a couple of things out at Orwell's grave this weekend, and doing stuff short notice. I'm actually wearing the t-shirt you printed for me as well, with a Mastodon logo emblazoned on the front. I think it might be the only Mastodon t-shirt in the country, but that is probably not true. At least in Warwickshire, Cambridgeshire, maybe. I don't know. I've never seen them around. And so it goes on to talk about that race against the weather. And there's a little film, which I thought was pretty cute. Kind of a thoughtful piece around death and, in this instance, sheep. but also family. And then there's a little intro, a beginner's guide to Mastodon, should you want to know more about pivoting from Twitter. I was putting some stickers on my laptop today, and I found I have one last Twitter bird. Quite rare they are, sticker. I got it off Twitter. And it's the only sticker on my laptop that appears upside down, like a dying or plummeting bird. For symbolic reasons, obviously. What else we got? We've got some articles, a little bit about AI, and about what's happening to the tanks underneath fuel stations around the world, and when they don't get maintained, how much horrible stuff they leach, and they're going to be in their own little environmental disaster, which is kind of interesting. And I've got the answer in my email for what came first, the chicken or the egg. But you'll have to read the email to find out, because scientists have found out. I guess you could Google it if you don't want to read my email. Which is at documentally.net. It's there. It's open. It's free. It's free to subscribe. Ooh, I don't know why you haven't bothered, to be honest. It's just an email. You get loads of them. Unsubscribe for three things that you don't care about. No, don't, just in case you don't care about this. So that you can subscribe to something I put a lot of time, effort and love into. And there's a video involving some pretty impressive drumming and a nice explainer on the different levels of kind of drumming. And then there's a summary on the audio Mose that I've done this week. I will be doing a summary of the entire month at the end of the month. And then there is a little bit about the consumed things I've eaten and enjoyed, and a hat tip to a certain high street fast food joint and how much I love them for giving free quality drinking water right next to where they sell their not cheap drinking water in plastic bottles. And then some snacks that I've been sampling. I didn't really review the snacks because I ran out of space. I couldn't write any more words. There's a DIY wind turbine which you could 3D print. Get on it. Looks really good. Looks noisy, but really good. And I announced the winner to the competition, which I got a little bit of flack for. You're doing a competition? What's going on? Like, competitions were lame. Well, if you wanted free wool bedding from Barve, then you were in with a treat. Because we're talking well over 100 quid's worth plus of cool stuff, which is actually guaranteed all your money back to make your life better. So, naysayer. And then there's some really, really interesting shoes. Possibly the most interesting shoes I've seen in a very long time, because they are related to the oldest shoes ever found, and they're still being worn today. Pretty amazing, I thought. And I get excited, though, very easily, as you can tell, about things. And then there is a little story about a man who got locked out of his smart home, which is just ridiculous when you think about it. Then there's the links. I know that some people just go straight to the links because they can learn some interesting stuff and feign actually reading the whole thing. Then, as ever, I end with a quote, which I thought was really quite a lovely little quote, which I will share here. The quote, obviously, because there was a bit of a weather theme going on, is, "You are the sky. Everything else, it's just the weather." And I love that as a little reflection on how everything's changing. And we are this constant in one regard around this everything that is changing. And I both agree and disagree to that statement. And if you can weather the storm, if you can be okay that the only permanence is impermanence, you can survive anything. Which I'll focus on that element of that statement. That's what I get out of it anyway. Then, even though I totally ran out of space and it probably gets chopped off in some email clients, I dropped a couple of little meme images at the bottom. And that's it. So you don't have to read it now. No, please go in there and get a bit more out of it. But as he sits back and takes a third sip of the wine, I shall say, thank you for listening to this, and if you do subscribe to my weekly email, thanks for that. And oh, I forgot to toast Ermanda, because I am doing an audio mo right now, and he is the kind of main person that keeps stoking the audio fires, reminding everybody that June is the time, the originator of this remembering month, when there was NaNoWriMos and there was Vlomos. It was Ermanda that stepped forward and said, why don't we just like fortify and do a monthly one? And so if you see the Audiemo account on Twitter and other places, oh, I must add something. Oh, I keep thinking of stuff. I haven't even had more than a glass of wine now, and I'm already rambling, aren't I? Yeah, so you'll see him on Mastodon a lot. There is something about Mastodon that really suits audio. If you're using it on certain apps like MetaText and a couple of others, you can upload straight from your phone. You can take the audio from your audio app and drop it straight into Mastodon and share it in the Mastodon feeds on whatever. I'm assuming that your particular server that you're on is going to accept the audio. If you are using the Mastodon web browser, it will do exactly the same. I'm on the server octodon.social, documentally at octodon.social. I have no idea why I joined it in the beginning. It was years ago, 2015 maybe? No, really? Can it be 2015? No, 2017 is when I joined. So 2017, 6 years ago nearly, there weren't that many servers around as far as I remember. I went on Octodon Social, and it's really good. I've just bunged the kind of controller of the server a load of money, because you've got to pay these people for doing all the work they do to ensure this space is lovely, and it is far lovelier than Twitter right now. And again, sorry, sidetracked. When you can upload in the browser, and when you upload, you get this little video type panel with a circular waveform that pulsates with whatever sound you upload, and you can drop an image into that. So you have this circular image. It'll be your avatar as standard if you don't upload anything, which pulsates once you hit the play button. And providing you're not uploading a massive MP3, you can have some pretty long audio in there. There's no limit like on Twitter, as far as I can see so far. So really suits audio, and I love it for that even more. So I will be spending more time in Mastodon, and I will be championing it more, despite being on Blue Sky and T2. If you've listened all the way to the end and you want a Blue Sky invite, I think I've got one left. And if you wanted a T2 invite, I might have one of those as well as a reward. But you've got to be quick. And direct message me on Twitter. Or, no, what am I talking about? Anyway, message me anywhere. Now I'm plugging Twitter. And I will let you have it. But if it's taking you a while to listen to this audio, don't ask, because it's gone. I'm sorry. Right, that's it. Done. That's my audio mo for the day. It's going to have to go on audioboom.net. If you go to audioboom.net, you will see my audio boo account, or boom as they want you to call it, he says in slight protest. Thanks for listening. I won't go on anymore. How long is this? You are kidding me. I'm so sorry. It's the longest piece of audio I've done in a long time. You obviously have nothing better to do. At least I'll probably get the newsletter out before you've even had a chance to listen to this. Here's hoping. Thanks again.
And Christian, so if the listeners haven't had a chance to check your stuff out, where should they go first? Christian, where can they find you?
Documentary.net. You know where to go. Catch you later.